Bereishis, Tavshin 9 Beis. The Pasuk says about the Achila Sa'itz. So the Pasuk says like this. Vayomer anocha shalaisha lo moiste musun. You're not going to die if you eat it at us. Ki yodea elokim ki beyom achol chamimeno. The day that you eat, what will happen? V'nifkechu einechem. The first thing, your eyes will open. V'isim ke elokim. Yodei tovara. You'll be like God who knows good and bad. So Rashi says that when you say v'isim ke elokim yodei tovara, it's two separate things. Rashi says, V'isim ki elokim yoitzrei oilomis. You'll be a yoitzrei oilomis. So according to Rashi, you see the Chor of the Pasuk, it says first, V'nifkehu einechem, and then, V'isim ki elokim, which is yoitzrei oilomis, and yoidei toiv vara. Right? Now when the Isha comes and she says, it says in the Pasuk, Ki toiv ha'etz lemaychel, also three. But look at Rashi. Kitaiva kitoiv ha'etz. Rashi says, what means kitoiv ha'etz lamaychal? Rashi says, liyois kelokim. Okay? To be kelokim. Because the Nachash says, v'isim kelokim. And then, taiva hu leinaim, says Rashi, k'mo v'nifkechu einechem. So v'nifke chueinechem, it's taiva hulainaim. So now you see v'firush two things. First v'isim keloikim, what the Nochash said to her is kitoiv ha'etz lemaichel. First of all, we have to understand what it means kitoiv ha'etz lemaichel. That's good for eating means that you be yoitzer olomis keloikim yoitzer olomis. What's the shaychus and what's the relationship between yoitzer olomis be keloikim kitoiv lemaichel? The second one, v'nif kechueinechem, it's taiva hulainaim. Right? Makes sense. So what does it mean that your eyes open up? You have taiva. Taiva hulainaim. And then, the third one, v'nechmad eitz lehaskil, that Rashi says, that's the third thing, which is yoidei toivara. So asks the Maral, interesting. Bechoira, the Isha, switched the order of the Nochash. What did Nochash say first? He says, which is taiva leinaim. You have taiva leinaim, and then isem kelokim yotzer olomis. So first v'nifkechueinechem, which means taiva leinaim, and the second one is v'isem kelokim. When the Isha comes and she justifies, she switches. First, kitov letzel maichel, meaning v'isem kelokim, and then kitaiva huleinaim. So why did the Isha switch the order? So the Maral says in Achanami, the Nochash said in one way, and the Nochash and the Isha switched the order according to her understanding. That for the Nochash was more important ki beyochel. The idea was v'nifkechu einechem, and for the Isha was exactly the opposite. What does that mean? Why did she switch? Second thing is, what does it mean that these three things she wanted? V'nifkechu einechem, which is saying taiva leinaim, and then v'isim kelokim yoitzrei olomis, and ne yoidei toivara. What these three things fell into Etz Hadas? What are these three specific ideas? Yoidei toivara, yoitzrei olomis, and taiva leinaim. Right? What's that important? And also, why is v'isim kelokim what she justifies kitoiv lemaichel? Yoitzer olomis is kitoiv lemaichel. You could say it's kitoiv lemaichel because toiv means it's something good, is something which has validity, which has kiyum. Or yoitzer olomis is something which is kiyum. But what's the shaychus? That's questions number one on the Rashi here. Second thing is, after the Chet Etz Hadas, it says in the Pasuk that it says in the Pasuk, Vayishmu vatipakachna einei shnehem, vayedu kirumim. They saw that they were rumim, Veispro leteina, they took a leaf of teina, veasolem chagores. They went ahead and they built for themselves some belts. So it says the pasuk, Veishmashar Hashem Elokim Misalech Bagan Leruach Hayoyim, Veischa Be'od Avishto Min Hashem Elokim Misalech. When they heard Hashem coming, they hid themselves. Veikra Hashem Elokim Olod Ve'Yom Olayek. Hashem calls him and says, where are you? And he says, Vayoyim Beres Kolcha Shamati Bagan, I heard your voice in Gan Eden, Va'ira Kirom Anoichi, and I saw, I was afraid, or I saw that I was naked, right? I was afraid that I was naked. And I hid myself. And the pasuk says, "Who told you that you are naked?" So, Frank the Biskrov, interestingly enough, one second, mashma from the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never got angry with Adam, the fact that he hid himself. The hiding was okay. Just, how do you know that you are? So why did he hide himself here, not beforehand? Okay, so that's the question the Biskrov. And even more, by the way, interestingly enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ayeka, where are you? And what does he answer? I heard that you are coming, and I was afraid because naked. One second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked, where are you? He should have said, I'm here. What does he justify? So, Nechama Leibovich always explains, there is a difference between Aye and Eifo. Aye Shara Ishtecha. Aye doesn't mean, where are you? If you want to know, where are you? It's the word in Hebrew, Eifo, Eipoi, where are you? Ayeka is, where are you that you're not here? So in other words, I don't want to know where you are, but why aren't you here? Okay, so in other words, where are you that took you out from here? So that was the question, why aren't you here? Why are you hiding? So that's what is justifying. I'm hiding because I've realized that I was naked. So, mashma, that wasn't wrong, was right to be hiding. Only the issue is, who told him that he's naked? So what's the pshat? So explains Briskrov the following idea. Says Briskrov, there is a halacha in the Gemara in Brachos that a person who covers his erva. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara daf chav dalet. Chaisa chagur al moslev. If he had some kind of cloth covering his bottom part, muta likris krishma. However, if you go ahead and you want to daven, you have to wear a shirt. Why? Because tefillah, you have to be lifnei hamelach be'ema. But in other words, not only is it important to cover the erva, you've got to be be'ema ke'omed lifnei hamelach. So Mimira said, before Etzadas, they had no din of erva. After Chet Etzadas, what became on them was the idea of erva. Mimela, once they had of din of erva, they had to follow what the aloha is. So they wore chagores, they wore some kind of a covering of the erva, they made of aliteina, that was enough for Krishna. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared, Eshkoil HaShomati B'toch HaGan means that they would be facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'yomid Lifnei HaMelech. On that, the chagores that they did, those belts or those some kind of pants that they built, that wasn't enough. They had to go ahead and to hide because they needed to cover their upper part also, their upper torso also. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right, that's right. From now on, you can't see me without covering yourself. But who told you that you were naked? The Scroll always says that that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Lifnei miyata, not Lifnei Pasuk, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Lifnei miyata osid litin din v'cheshbon, there's din v'cheshbon. Says din is, you have to give accountability to what you did. Cheshbon is what led you to the decision, to the situation. The din here was, why are you hiding? On that, he has a good excuse. He was hiding because now he has a din erva. But the cheshbon is, who brought you the din erva? You didn't have a din erva before. Elamai, you brought yourself din erva. This you have to give accountability. So says Briskov, that's din v'cheshbon. So it comes out that the chidush of Chet Etzadas is that after Chet Etzadas, what Adam Rishon did was right, because there was no longer in him din erva. And the question, why did Chet Etzadas bring him in erva? Meaning, what is the chidush of erva after Chet Etzadas? Right? And the aloha is that was the cheshbon. The whole time it was, you brought yourself. And that's why Kudosh Baruch Hu went ahead. And it says, okay, you brought Etzadas, and Etzadas brought you to erva. And that was the problem. Why is erva a result of Chet Etzadas? That's number two. Number three, if you look at the end of the Pasuk, at the end of the Parsha, it says, Vayas Hashem Elohim le'odom u'lishnoi kosnos oyer ve'elbishem. He built and made for them kosnos oyer. So the posuk pshat is that Kodesh Baruch Hu made cloth out of skin, out of leather. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that is not a pshat. He did not make them clothing of leather. Said the Gemara, sure, why not? Because they were also to kill animals at that time. So the reshus of animals to be used for Adam was only after Noah. So at that time, they could not have used animals. So the Gemara says like this, is machloikes, the Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara says the following, Rav and Shmuel. So what's kosnos oyer? So says the Gemara the following. Rav Ushmuel. Chad Omar Dovar Haba Minor. One says it's not that he made them something out of skin. He made something which comes out of the skin. Was clothing made out of something that comes out of the skin, says Rashi. What is it? Wool, because wool grows out of the skin. One Madoma says was clothing made out of wool. The other one says, Chadomar Dovar She'or Nenemen, is something that yet you wear it very close to the skin to protect the skin. What's the closest thing that you wear to the skin? The undershirt, which is made out of pishtan, which is made out of linen. So one Madoma says is Dovar Hayyoitz Minahor, is something that comes out of the skin. In other words, wool. The other one says, no, Kodesh Baruch Hu made him something which you wear very close to protect the skin. What is it? Linen. Okay? So Rashi says, it is machloik, is if it was tsemer or pishtan. Rashi says, sha'or nehen mimenu shel pishtan, or ba minor shel tsemer. And the big question is, first of all, what kind of machloik is that? Manotara, what does the posuk say? The posuk says you made him cloth made out of skin. So here it doesn't mean out of skin, means something that comes out of the skin, other ones, or something that protects the skin. What does it have to do with this? Why does the pasuk tell tzemer pishtim, on what kind of an indirect way of calling tzemer pishtim? Not only that, it's interestingly enough, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed them. So shteit in Goyen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed them to teach them how to dress. It says the Goyen, that's what it says in the Gemara in Yuma, that there is a specific way of how to dress the Kohanim. Shita Sarambam is the Kohanim by Avodah. It's not only enough that they have to be dressed. There is a certain order that you have to dress yourself. And says Minchas Chinuch, even though there's a certain order, for sure it's not Me'akev. The only thing which is Minatoira has to be first are the pants. Because it's Lechasois Erva. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu told them. The first thing is the pants. What does that mean? How do you see that from the Pasuk? And why is the most important thing is to be mechaserva? Okay? Even though all the big dikiyuna, there is no order. That's the first thing. So why is there, first of all, what's the machloikes between what was the cloth made out of? And most important, why is there a seder halevisha and the first thing to be worn are the pants? So to answer all of this, we have to understand what chetetz adams is and what we said, this whole idea in the seder agmor, in the seder psukim, what the idea was. State in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, before Chetetz Adas, what was the skin of people made out of? So says Pirkei Rabbi Elazar the following idea. The truth is, there are two Pirkei Rabbi Elazars. Mahaya Levusha Shel Adam Harishon, meaning what was the cloth of Adam HaRishon before Chetetz Adas, says Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Or Shel Tziporen, it was made out of nails. Ve'onan Kovid Mechusalav, and there was a special onan Kovid that would surround Adam. Kivan She'ochal Mepiru Sa'ila Nifshat Or HaTziporen Malav, when he ate the Or HaTziporen, he lost that, what you call, skin made out of nails, and he got regular skin. What does that mean, that he had the skin beforehand that was made out of nails? I mean, what's the significance of having skin made out of nails? So what's the idea of skin made out of nails? And what's the significance of it? So the answer is very simple. We know that before what created, the Pasuk is just telling us. We know that there is the nature, the Goyen says in Mishlei, that the nature of the Neshama, you have a double forces on the Neshama. You have the power of Chesed and the power of Din. Meaning there are two forces that the Neshama has. One of them is kindness, expansion, and an opposite force, which is called Din, which is contraction and limitation. Those two natural forces are the two forces of the Bria, but this is the force of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. In Bria's Olam, it's very interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because of Chesed, Olam Chesed Dibane. However, in order to create the Chesed, he created a counterforce called Midas HaDin to allow people to have Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu contracted himself to allow people to exist, to be nene from his Chesed, and to give people the ability also to have a challenge and to earn, to be zoicha to his Chesed. So the two powers of the Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the world, is Chesed and Din. And that is how the Neshama also has done these two natural forces. However, after Chetei Tzadas, there was Yoidei Toivara, that these forces became confused. And they became something which these forces alone became the Yetzer Hara. And what is the Yetzer Hara? Which it takes these two forces and distorts them. One distortion is that now becomes that the power of Midas HaDin, which is control, becomes something called the Yetzer Hara of Kaas, of Avodah Zarah, which is the same Yetzer Hara, because Kaas, in violence, you try to control others instead of controlling yourself. And Avodah Zarah, Kibyochol, you try to control the world to be able to get what you want. The whole idea of Avodah Zarah, as we spoke so many times, is that you are not doing Kibyochol yourself, giving over to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're trying to control the forces of your universe to your own benefit. Hem oimdim al Eloheim. So the Yetzer Hara of Kaas, which is the Yetzer Hara, is the distortion of Midas HaDin, which translates into violence or into Avodah Zarah. Chesed is the opposite. Chesed is the concept of kindness. When you give to yourself, it's called Taiva, and that's the distortion. The distortion of the two is the following. That Midas HaDin, which is controlling yourself, the Shemei HaKadosh Baruch Hu contracted himself, that's Midas HaDin. The distortion is that instead of contracting yourself, you try to contract others, which is called violence of a desire. You control others to your benefit, not you control yourself. You limit yourself. It's the limitation, the control, Midas HaDin, towards others, is called, it's called Kaas, and Avodah Zarah, to yourself is Midas HaDin. Midas HaChesed towards others is Midas HaChesed, towards yourself is Midas HaDin. This is how the world created the confusion. Now, Midas HaChesed always allows you to lead to Midas HaDin. Why? Because Chesed created Midas HaDin. In the distortion of the Yetzer Hara, Taiva leads you to Avodah Zarah. Taiva leads you to Kaas. As a typical example, Rudner always says, violence doesn't lead to Taiva, but Taiva leads to violence. Because the same way by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same idea. Which means, but the distortion by a person himself is a distortion, is betocha distortion, that in essence, although you think that normally Taiva leads to Kaas, a person's confusion is distorted in such a way that he thinks that Kaas leads to Taiva. And let me explain to you. When Isha goes and gives to the Yetzer Hara the concept of the Yetzer Das, what does she create? Taiva hula naim, which is the Yetzer Hara of Taiva, that now you have Taiva le naim, v'yisem keloikim, which is your Yetzer Olam, is you be the one, the force of all power, to be able to create and destroy, which is the Yetzer Hara of Kaas and the Yetzer Hara of Taiva. This is the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah and the Yetzer Hara of Znus. Znus and Avodah Zarah. Chazal always say, Lo'ov disrol Avodah Zarah, ela lehatir arayus shebeneim. You only did Avodah Zarah to be matir arayus, because the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, which is Kaas, is a derivative of the Yetzer Hara of Taiva. So Taiva is always first. But Ravut, if you look at the Psukim, The same contradiction here, what comes first, is in the Psukim. The Pasuk says, Lo sasur achre levavchem v'achre inechem. Which one's levavchem first? Avoid the Zara. What's inechem? Znus. So first, avoid the Zara, and then Znus. When Chazal talk about it, Chazal always say, Ha'ayin ro'a, you have v'alev choymed. First is inechem, and after is levavchem. Why do they say the opposite of the Pasuk? Which is the same story here. The Nochash says, first, what the Nochash says, Tki, what you call, Taiva hula inayim, v'nifkechu inayichem, and number two, v'isem kelokim. And the Isha switches it. And he says, ki toiv lemaichel, means first, v'isem kelokim, and afterwards, ki taiva hula inayim. So the same switch the Isha does to the Nochash is the same switch Tershi Bichsav and Tershi Mapeh follow the same way. Tershi Bichsav Lechoera is like the Isha, Lo Yisasur Acher Levavchem Acher Einechem, which is Tov LeMaichel VeTayv LeEinayim, and by Tershi Mapeh is exactly what the Nochash says. Why is that? Because Rebbe Chonon says a very important idea. Says Rebbe Chonon that if you look at the Yetzer Hara, always, people say like this. First, I don't believe. And because I don't believe, I do avodah zarah. Because I don't believe, I go ahead and I do all kinds of averes. So Rabbi Chaim, famous story for Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim had once an apikoyres. And he asked apikoyres, meaning he was a guy who was in brisk and became non-religious. So Rabbi Chaim asked him, why did he become non-religious? He says, you know something, Rabbi, I had many kashas. So Rabbi Chaim answered, he didn't have many kashas, he had many terutzim. Which means, says Rabbi Chonon, that people think to themselves that they have kashas, they have apikorsus, losasur achrei levavchem, and afterwards it leads to because of that, just says, I don't believe it, I'll do any affairs, losasur achrei nechem. But in essence, it's just the opposite. People have a taiva, and to justify the taiva, they find kashas. This is exactly the two yetzer horas. The yetzer hora of taiva, and the yetzer hora of avodah zarah. The world was created in such a way that in etzem, never the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah can create the Yetzer Hara of Taiva. The Yetzer Hara of Taiva can create the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Love Yisrael Ela Le'atir Hashem B'nim. Why? Because Chesed created Din. The distortion of Chesed is Taiva. The distortion of Din is Avodah Zarah Kas, which is Minus. So which one came first? Always Taiva has to come first. But the distortion of Adam is such a way that we distorted that also. That today for us, we try to say the Kas, which is the Yetzer Hara with the Zohar and Minus, that creates Taiva, which is the opposite of the Seder, which is the real. So Mimela, the Nochash, when he comes, what does the Nochash say? And by the way, you realize that the Yetzer Hara of Taiva creates a Yetzer Hara of Kas to such a way that for us, we can't be Mevatel the Yetzer Hara of the Zohar, we destroy it. So this achri levavche in many ways is destroyed, but the Yetzer Hara of Znus, which is the primary that you create, that you can destroy. The Gemara says the Yetzer Hara of Znus can have been destroyed. So when the Nochash comes, she tells you the reality. If you eat Etz Hadas, you have the two Yetzer Haras. What are the two Yetzer Haras? First, v'nifkechu einechem, and then v'yisem kelokim. Once v'nifkechu einechem, you want to control everything. But and yoide toivara, because now you have to discern, because you take the koichos of the Shoma and you'll be distorting them. So the distortion is such that the Isha, when she justifies, what does she say first? First thing is, ki toiva et lamaichal, meaning first visem kilokim, I'll have an excuse, and then taiva hulei naim. And that is the ultimate, v'nechmad laskin, that's the ultimate confusion that Chet Tzadas created. So what did Chet Tzadas create? Chet Tzadas created the ultimate confusion of the Kuechas and the Shoma, changing Chesed into Din, making not Chesed the primary, making Din the primary, and Chesed the secondary. The ultimate distortion of all the Kuechas and Nefesh. And that's what the Yetzer Hara is all about, is a distortion of the Kuechas and Nefesh. This distortion of Kuechas, so therefore it makes a lot of sense. Says the Nochash, what are you going to accomplish by this? You're going to accomplish changing Taiva into V'nifkechu einechem, changing the Yetzer Hara Shel Avodah Zarah into Isim Kelokim, and you, because of that, you'll be Yodei Toivara, and that shows that the Isha not only subscribes to the idea, she actually switches Chesed before Din instead of Din before Chesed. So Mimela is Givah, the quiet, the order is changed because they are the Yetzirah. So comes out the Echet Tzadas, create the ultimate confusion, which is the distortion of Chesed V'din into the primary, into a derivative which is completely distorted. That distortion is represented by the skin of Adam. Before the skin of Adam was a nail, says Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because his idea, his world was translucent, was evident, the neshama shined. And you could see from the neshama what it was. After Chet Tzadas, you created a skin around everything. The skin around everything means that you create a false image. The body is a false image of what the neshama is. It creates a blockage. It creates a distortion of what the neshama is all about. Clothing comes to neutralize the body. Clothing comes not only to, it doesn't come to enhance the body, it comes to neutralize the body. So if you look in Chazal, that's what Briskov said, before Chet Tzadas, there was clarity, and the clarity allowed the neshama to shine on its own, that's why there was no erva. After here, you cannot be oymed bifnei ha-melech because the skin of Adam creates a barrier that actually distorts the light of the neshama. So you need clothing. What is clothing? Clothing is the concept to neutralize. Says Machloekes Rav Shmuel, how do you neutralize? Tzemer represents chesed. Tzemer represents chesed because, like Rav Shapiro says, it grows and it's entangled. It's not separate. It's very undefined. Also, tzemer is very interesting. Tzemer accepts color. You realize that in Torah, always when you have tzemer, it's called in the name of the color. Argaman is red tzemer. Tcheles is blue tzemer. Because it takes in, it absorbs, which is chesed. Chesed is the idea of the passive of all the elements. Pishtan represents Midas Adin. Pishtan, the idea is that each one is separate. It's called bad bevad. It's called loven because it doesn't accept any color. It's a very active role. So this is what clothing is supposed to do. Says Rav and Shmuel, what is clothing? It's coming to neutralize the body to allow the neshama to shine. How does it do that? One mandoma says, tzemer. What is tzemer? Tzemer is yoytze min haor. It's taking chesed, not inwards, which is taiva, but taking it outwards. That's why it's yoytze min haor. You look at Midas Adin Utish Pishtan, what does the Beged of Pishtan do? It's somochlor, it's the clothing that comes to contain the body. It's taking Pishtim to contain the body, which is a somochlor. That's why Racholik Rav Shmuel, because kotlus oyer, the concept of oyer, of Ein Vav Reish. So, says Remeir, the Rosh Hashanah Meir was Or with an Aleph. Before, it was light. The body of the person shined in the Shoma. Today, it distorts it in the Shoma. What's the distortion? That Chesed becomes Taiva, and Din becomes Kas, becomes the power of Avodah Zarah, which is the power of Kas. You need clothing to neutralize that, to go against that. And therefore, the Ikar Vort of you understand what is the Ikar Vort of clothing. That's why the Seder Alevisha is to take away the Erva. That's the first idea, because Erva is the beginning of all the Yetzirah. So taking away the Erva is what clothing is. That's why we said the Seder Alevisha, the first thing is that. By doing that, how does it take away the Erva? It takes away the Erva either by doing Pishtan, which means taking Midas Adin to yourself, that's Dovar HaSomuchlor, or using Tzemer, which is Chesed, but not towards yourself, but Dovar HaYoytze Minaor. So we may want to understand that that's the idea of clothing, to neutralize the body. So then you could understand why God is called Kovet. The Gemara says in Shabbos, it's called, why? Because the Nishom is called Kovet. Leman is Amercha Chovet Veloidoim. This says that the beginning of the Balamor in Masechta Brachos, the kvar nikres haneshama kovet. The neshama is called kovet. Kinutal kovet mibeis chayeinu. Bgodim are called kovet. Why? Because bgodim, by neutralizing the body, allow the neshama to shine. Because the body doesn't become a blockage. So is miut achar miut is lerabois. The miut of the body, you put a second miut which allows the neshama to shine. And that's why the bgodim is something to neutralize the neshama. It merely answers all the questions. We ask why Seder Levisha? Seder Levisha is to take away erva. Erva is the chidush of Chet Tzadas. Chidush of Chet Tzadas is the distortion, the creator of erva, which is the creation of or. The creation of the skin. The creation of the skin creates that distortion, and therefore you need the bgodim to neutralize them. And that's exactly what the Pasuk says. What Etz Hadas did is the Nifkei Nechem V'Isem Kelukim. So Imela comes out that the whole Avoida of the clothing, which is the Avoida that we have, the Bigdei Kehuna, is to neutralize Erva, to allow the body not to obfuscate the Neshama. And then we'll see, Mirat Hashem, eventually the Shurim, why these two, Tzemer and Pishtim, cannot be together. They can be separate, but they can never be together. That's a loch of Shabbos. The only time they could be together is either on tzitzis or dafka bigdei kehuna they have. Why is dafka that? Dafka by these two, you have the idea that the godim can be together and can be reconciled and be together, and that's the Yidian of Shabbos that we'll speak in the following weeks.